Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But first, I want to turn our attention to something that is commonly called a nuisance in our lives. And that, of course, is the leaf blower, the common leaf blower. Howard Husok is with me. Howard is a senior fellow in domestic policy studies at one of my favorite places, the American Enterprise Institute. Howard, thanks for joining me this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You know, I read your piece in the Wall Street Journal about leaf blowers, and I there's so many stories about towns and communities that are looking to ban them. They're usually led mostly by the environmental left because they don't like the fact that they pollute. But there is also people that are opposed to them, obviously, because they are incredibly loud. And for a lot of people, when they started working from home, they realized, oh, man, I'm trying to do a Zoom meeting here, but I got the leaf blowers going.
Yeah, man, the leaf blower just stopped right outside my window right now. I thought it was going to be background music for our conversation.
Well, I have a home studio, and sometimes I've done the show at home, so I call my buddy Rick Greco, who does my lawn, and I've called him before and said, make sure you're not coming between 3 and 7 today, okay, because I got to do the show from home. And he says, yeah, no problem, but then, you know, there's other landscapers in the town that don't work for me, obviously. I can't control them, so they might just show up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, what I get out of it, you know, I before I wrote this piece for the Journal, I'm saying, gee, I just hate these things. But let's just get rid of them. I was being Mr. Eco guy, you know? And then I started to think about it. I said, first I thought about all these, you know, underpaid people who are doing this work. And then I thought, well, why is this thing happening in the first place? And it's like so many things that the eco left wants to denounce. We create the need for it ourselves. We're demanding it. And then we get mad that it's out there. So, you know, it's a circular firing squad.
No, you're right. I mean, when I was a kid, my dad made me go out and rake the leaves. My son is 8. He's not quite there yet. I think the ideal age to make your kid rake leaves is probably 10. So eventually that is my plan, to get him out there with the rake. But I also know that it's going to be a lot of whining, a lot of complaining. It's going to be a lot, you know, just like I did when I was a kid.
Yeah, but it's really interesting where these things are getting they're getting banned in a lot of places. They're very upscale places. I don't know if it's a blue-red divide completely, but, you know, we're talking Santa Monica, Scarsdale, Aspen. They've banned them outright. And, you know, these landscaper guys who want to do this work, they want to do it for people who want to pay them. And they're working-class guys trying to make a living here. So we need some kind of common-sense compromise on this thing. Whether it's going to be, you know, rake your own, you got to do it. I don't think that's going to fly. But maybe these electric ones, which are a little bit less noisy, might come around. But then, you know, the eco left doesn't want us to have any power, right? They want to cut off the nukes. They want to cut out, keep it all in the ground. So where are they going to get their electricity from for the quiet leaf blowers? I don't know the answer to that.
It's true. The environmental battle writ small, leaf blower wars, your piece in the Wall Street Journal is great. And you do point out that, you know, for a lot of people, I mean, I don't want to be out there raking my, I don't have time. I got 3 kids. I got a job. On the weekends, I don't want to do it. I used to want to do it, but then I also look at it like my buddy's a landscaper. I'm paying them to do it. I'm helping the economy. I feel like by doing it, by paying them, I don't know if I say paying it forward, but if I'm in the financial position to do it, I've said to my buddy, listen, as long as I have a job, you have a job. I'll pay you to do my lawn. You know what I mean?
Right. And if we insist on no leaf blowers, fine, I'm happy with the eco left saying no leaf blowers if they're willing to pay. But the landscaper associations, and they have them, of course, they say it takes five times as long to rake as it does to blow the leaves. So that means you're going to pay five times as much? I don't think they're going to do that.
What if we go back to burning them, Howard? I like that idea.
Yeah. I actually, look, I'm old enough to remember that, and I kind of liked the smell, you know? That was pretty good. I don't object to that, but we need a carbon offset if we do that, right?
Now, my boss had an interesting idea. My boss, David Yagaroff, who's our senior vice president here at Odyssey, his idea was the town will have leaf blower day. So on Monday, that's the day that all the landscapers can come and blow all the leaves. Do you think something like that could work?
Whoa, I don't know where I'd go. You know, I think we'd have to mandate distribution of noise-canceling headphones.
If the whole town all at once, everybody had their leaves done that day and only that day?
We can have noise-canceling headphone distribution, you know, like we had the vaccine. Everybody will get one, right?
I mean, basically, there probably is no way around this. It's just going to be one of those things we all have to deal with. And look, I've tried insulation. I've tried it all. These things are very loud. But at the same time, people want their leaves done. I could care less. I actually don't mind leaves. I would just leave the leaves there and just mow them, and it's good mulch.
You know, the people who actually know about composting and are not crazy say, the leaves are good for your lawn.
Yeah.
So I think we're a little bit crazy about, everybody thinks he's an English manor lord with a big lawn, when that's not really true.
You also point out, too, that a lot of these landscaping crews, you know, a lot of these people are working minimum wage or off the books jobs. They're, you know, they're trying to get by. I mean, if we were to ban leaf blowers, these guys would miss out on making a lot of money right now before the winter when, let's face it, their business is going to dry up for several months. And this is their time. They got to eat. So I actually feel sympathy in that respect. As loud as they are, you know, you make hay when the sun's shining, as they say, right?
Well, I think that's right. And I think we have the typical environmental left imperviousness to the fact that, you know, blue collar guys need to make a living too, and not everybody can work at home, you know, staring at a screen like I do.
Now, you said that you, as a grandfather, you and your grandchildren were raking. How big is your lawn?
Well, it's not huge, but it's not tiny either.
Yeah,
it's a medium sized lawn. I don't have a big spread, but they love doing it. Look, they didn't. They're little kids. They couldn't do the whole thing themselves, but they just loved jumping in the leaf piles, you know. So there's something good about that, being out there in the cold doing that. I loved watching them.
You know, leaf blowers have been banned in California. California became the first state to ban gas-powered leaf blowers. Shocking, right? He also banned gas-powered cars, Gavin Newsom, so that's no shock. But it's like, as California goes, you see that spreading. I saw Montgomery County, Maryland, which is a blue, you know, not blue-collar, but definitely not blue-collar.
Bethesda and some of the places where a lot of government employees live.
Right, exactly. Yeah, one of the most expensive counties in America. They're looking to ban them as well. Princeton, New Jersey has basically a window of time where you can blow the leaves, and then after that, you can't use a leaf blower after that. Although now they're talking about an outright ban as well. And the new ordinance limits gas leaf blower use to a certain period of time. So you're right. I mean, this is actually a big issue that's going on right now. Do you think it's been exacerbated by the work-from-home movement, Howard?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it, because some people were not aware of this. They were going into their sealed offices in Center City, the center cities of our country, and they didn't know these guys were coming around. They just thought their lawns magically got clean.
Right. So what's your prediction? If you had to look down the road, you think leaf blower bans are coming? And is there a free market solution that we can get behind that would still enable people to get their lawns done, make landscapers happy, and make napping babies like my 2-year-old daughter be able to sleep?
Well, that's the worst, when they get woken up from their nap. I'm feeling your pain, man. I'm hoping quieter leaf blowers are going to take over the market, because the market-based solution is we as people who hire leaf blower guys have to request that. So we'd have to be willing maybe to pay a little bit more. That would be market-based. You have to pay a little more for a little quieter. That would be market-based. And so I think it might go in that direction. It might need a push. I think it will get a push from regulation. Whether that would be worked out without regulation, I'm not so sure, but it might. If people say, I just want it to be quieter, but I want the leaf blowing to happen. Maybe the electric ones, which are quieter, you know, but then we're placing a bet, just like on all this electrical stuff, on it's somewhat magical thinking that the batteries are going to last,
right.
There's going to be enough power,
right.
That Putin isn't going to bomb the grid, you know.
No, it's true, and that the landscapers will be able to be out there all day doing it with electric leaf blowers. And they got to be charging those batteries all day, or they got to have lots and lots of batteries. I mean, that's also probably at this point unrealistic. So I guess to be continued at this point, but I did enjoy your piece very much. The environmental battle, writ small, leaf blower wars. The wars will continue, no doubt about it. Howard Husak, thank you for joining me from the American Enterprise Institute. I appreciate it, my friend.
Pleasure, Rich. Be well.
Thank you, sir. You too.
You're in the middle of 45 minutes of nonstop talk with Rich Zeoli from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.